Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Adam was created brilliant, not just smart. He used every inch of capacity of his brain. Today, if you're real smart, you only use about a tenth, a little less than a tenth of the capacity of your brain. Adam was functioning on all cylinders. So he was no dummy, he was not ignorant, he was not a caveman, and he never was a child. He was created grown up. All right? He had no experiences like we tend to have that can hinder us. You know, you were traumatized at 5, so now you're scared of heights. It took me a long time to get over needles. When I was 8 years old, I fell racing my brother in some rocks, and in my Easter suit too. You know, remember the Easter suits? Well, I knew I was in trouble. My leg didn't even hurt as much as I knew I was going to get a whooping. But I was bleeding, and I didn't even know it. Now, I ran in the house because and when they tore it open, there was a rock. They had to pull a rock, so I had to go and I had to get stitches. And I remember the next day, you know, it was cool back then. You know, you're 8 years old and all your buddies come by and I'm walking on a crutch. Next day, I got stitches, so I'm cool, you know. But yeah, man, you know. Little did I know, I should never have gotten up because I got it infected. And so it swole up real big and got blackish. I had to go to the doctor, and I didn't know, I'm 8 years old. My mom takes me into the clinic. Doctor sees it. They bring me into the room. I don't know what they're doing. Lay me on this table, strap my leg there, and my mom standing next to me, hold me. You know, I'm like, okay, where's the sacrifice? You know, everything else. That doctor came out with a needle that long. And it had a tube on it that long. And I'm watching. I never should have looked. But I'm looking right at it. It goes right into my kneecap. The needle goes almost all the way in. And I'm screaming like you wouldn't. I didn't cuss back then when I was growing up. So I was just screaming, though. And it hurt. But for a long time, you know, needles. You know, because that image. I didn't care if it was a little tiny one, it's just a needle. But God delivered me from that because my mom was at some point diabetic, and I was one who had to give her shots. So, you know, all that. But I said that to say this. Adam had nothing in his past to use as a compass. All he had was God and God's instruction. He was smart. Not only was he smart, he over 550,000, what I've read, species of animal, creepy things, fish in the sea, birds in the air, that he not only named them, but when he named them, he spoke nature into them. Okay? This is the Adam we're talking about. That's why Jesus is known as the second Adam. Adam had to be somebody if Jesus was the second one. Right? So this is man's origin. You know, this is his origin, created in the image and likeness of God. We struggle with that sometimes because you know why? We have passed. At one time, we were children of the devil, right? And the lust of your father, you did. You might not have gone to nightclubs and that, but you sat on your porch and you told lies in your rocking chair, or you spit your snuff. You did something, but you wasn't saved. You might have been a good person, but you were still lost, and your nature was that nature of the devil. Amen? Because you weren't born again. See, that's the travesty of Adam's fall. You see, what Jesus did at Calvary, if you can take two categories and write sin with all capital letters, capital S, capital I, capital N, and then sin with all small case, lowercase, S-I-N's. What Jesus died for were both, but the sin of Adam, he nailed to the cross. See, he nailed that. Now, today, if you sin as a Christian, you have to repent again. But once we're born again, that sin that leads to death is over with. Say amen, somebody. He paid the price for that. We're here now. We're living our life not to be judged of that sin. That sin was judged at Calvary. Come on, you got to know this, or you'll never really be free. You'll always be looking over your shoulder, always doing some legalistic junk, always acting in a spooky way because you're bound by that. But once you realize that he paid for that sin, I'm no longer a child of the devil. I'm not in his domain. I don't belong to him. I'm born again. I'm washed in the blood. I'm free. I'm on my way to heaven. Nobody can pluck me out of his hands. Hello? Hello? Amen. That life is over with. But see, oftentimes that the thoughts and imaginations and trauma from that past life can haunt you. It can disturb you. It can stalk you. You know, and some people, even though they're saved, they're crazy. No, I'm just, even though they're saved, their stuff still hang up. And they're saved for real, but they're hang up. They're afraid of stuff. Or they act a certain way. They don't like a certain people. They don't this, that, or the other. But that's from your past. See, if you're in Christ, you're a new creature. Now, in Christ, there are the little sins, not the big sin. That's been paid for. What we're being judged for right now is not that, but for reward. What will your reward be? Are you doing what God told you to do? Are you living in the way that God commanded us to live in order to receive reward? But the little sins, the word says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us and then to cleanse us. So as a saint of God, when those little sins, when you fuss out your husband, when you throw that shoe at him, you know, y'all get the drift, right? It's those things you need to repent for. The other sin is already forgiven. We are his. We are the family of God. We are his body. You got to step. See, a lot of saints never come to that realization. They are always afraid of falling off the cliff. Oh, the devil go get me. Tell somebody, the devil can't get you. He might be able to get at you. That's when you don't deal with those little sins. I need to drop the mic right here. Amen. That's why you can be so egotistical, so prideful, that you don't ever say you're sorry, that you don't ever say forgive me, that you don't ever get before God and say, Lord, forgive me. I had a bad attitude. No, some of them, well, they shouldn't have done that. No, you need to repent. Get on your knees. See, that's the reverence. That's the fear of the Lord. That's the beginning of wisdom. That's the beginning of God opening up other dimensions to you. When you humble yourself, grace comes to you, and grace is the only way that you can advance. You can go around that mountain till Jesus comes. You still be saved, but you'll be around that same mountain. Or you can humble yourself. See, he dwells with the lowly. Amen. The humble, he will teach his way. Not the proud. He resists the proud. God, listen, the Bible says God resists the proud. When a saint gets proud, God's going to love you, but he's going to resist you. He's not, you know, it's not happening. But when you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he shall lift you up. He shall exalt you. Amen? Let's establish that, because so often people lose their identity and feel like God is out to get them. Tell somebody, God got me already. Come on. Tell somebody again, I belong to God. Come on, say it with me. Me and Jesus are one. That's a whole nother level. We're going to go there eventually, because God put that in my spirit. You and the Lord are one. We're not two. We're not separated. And this is where I think we miss a lot of things, because we feel we're separated from God. And it even shows up in your prayer life. When you ought to be doing some stuff, you asking God, Lord, please. And you know, sometimes God will extend mercy to us. But after he's taught you, after you come to a certain place in God, you stop asking God to do stuff, because you understand that you and God are one. And all he needs is your hands. All he needs is your voice. When I open my mouth, what? Well, that was sad. Ain't no darkness fleeing here, huh? When I open my mouth, what happens? There's truth to that song. That's scriptural. In the power of your tongue is life and death. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. What you are carrying right now, who you are carrying, and how you perceive that, and how you understand that, affects how the earth operates. Amen. It does. It affects that. One day, somebody's going to really get a hold of that. Amen. And understand that, because we're agents of change. We're not here to be subjected to everything and everybody. And anything goes on, just roll over the saints. Just kick us to the curb. We second class. No. Adam was told to have dominion. Is that right? Let us make the man, as male and female, in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. And let them have dominion. The church is not trying to escape. Lord, get us out of here. No, we're here to take a stand. Amen. What happens when you open your mouth? Now, this is not an experiment. Well, I'm going to try this. No. It's something you develop. It's like a muscle. You can go to the gym and say, you know what? I'm going to try to lift 300 pounds. And you ain't lifted 20 pounds yet. Go ahead. You better have a spotter. Two spotters. Some Biofreeze. Some Bengay. You better have ice. You better have it all. Why? Because you've not developed to that yet. See, the word salvation is very broad. But what's sad is, when a person is saved, that's not the end, like so many think. It's just the beginning. Amen. It's a journey.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.